This chazar zeich nishbachas hashag v'am yehudim sechnis chulin daf samach. The Gemara is continuing with the stories of the Caesar and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. So next, the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "I want to prepare a meal for your God." Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, "You're not capable of doing so, even just for his entourage. Forget about for God himself." The Caesar demanded that he be shown how to do so. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya told him to prepare a meal on the banks of the Ravisa River. The Caesar prepared for 6 months of the summer, and when he was done, a wind came and blew everything into the river. He then prepared for the 6 months of the winter, and the rain came and washed it all into the river. He asked why that was happening. Rabbi Shua ben Chananya told him, "That's just part of the entourage that comes to prepare the place for God." The Caesar admitted that he was not capable of making this meal. The daughter of the Caesar said to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, "The pasuk can be understood to suggest that your God is a carpenter, so go and tell him to make for me the tool that is used to roll yarn." Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, "Okay." He davened to Hashem, and Hashem gave her tzaras. In Rome, people with tzaras were made to sit in the market and roll yarn with this tool. Rabbi Shua passed by her and said, "Oh, God has given you what you asked for." She said, "Tell him to take back what he has given me." Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said, "Our God gives, but he doesn't take back." The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda said, "An ox has a wide stomach, wide hooves, a large head, and a large tail. The opposite is true for a donkey. What's the purpose of this halacha?" Mar said, "No, it's for a commercial transaction. If someone is supposed to have sold an unspecified ox or donkey, he has to deliver one with these characteristics." The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, said, "The ox that Adam brought as a carbon had a single horn coming out of his forehead. That can be dashed from the pasuk, Mishor Por Makrin Mafris. Makrin is written in singular, which can be read as if it says Mikeren." Yehuda also dashed from this pasuk that this ox was already fully developed. It was created fully developed, already with its horns. This supports Rabbi Shmuel Levi, who said that everything created at the time of creation was created in their fully mature state. They also acquiesced to their being created, and they actually acquiesced also to their physical characteristics. Rechina Bar Papa darshan that when Hashem told the trees to come forth, liminehu, each kind to be separate, the vegetation, Medikal V'chaymer, said, if Hashem wanted the species to be mixed, he would not have told the trees to come forth with each species separate. So we should do the same. Even more, Hashem said this to the trees, which normally don't grow mixed anyway. How much more so should this apply to the vegetation, which normally do grow mixed? Even each species then sprouted forth separately. The Malach then said the puzzle, Ravina asked, if someone grafts two different types of vegetation together, would he be over for klayim? On the one hand, the commandment of the Minei was never said to them. On the other hand, Hashem agreed with their kal v'chaymer. Take up that shaila. The more continues, Rishim and Pazi asked, one pasuk refers to the sun and the moon as the two big lights. Another pasuk refers to the sun as a big one and the moon as being small. The reason for this is initially they were equal in size. The moon went to Hashem and said, there can't be two kings in one kingdom. Hashem told the moon, you're correct, make yourself smaller. The moon said, I came with a good argument, so why am I being punished? Hashem said, so make yourself visible by day as well. The moon said, no one needs a candle during the day, so I'm not needed by day. Hashem said, you will serve as the basis for the Jewish calendar. The moon said, the sun also does, because the calendar is still aligned with the seasons. Hashem said, there will be tzaddikim who will be called by your name. The moon was referred to as cotton, and there are tzaddikim referred to by that as well. The moon still felt bad. So Hashem says to the Yidden, bring a kapara for me for having made the moon small. This is what Rish Lakish was referring to when he said that the Musaf of Rish Chodesh is different in that it says LaHashem, because it's being brought, so to say, on behalf of Hashem, Kaviyachol, as a kapara. Rabbi Asi asked, one pasuk seems to say the vegetation was created on Tuesday, another pasuk seems to say it did not sprout until Friday. It teaches that they were created on Tuesday, but they did not emerge from the ground because they needed the rain to come and bring them out. When Adam was created on Friday, he davened for the rain, and that caused them to sprout. This teaches how much Hashem wants the tefillos of tzaddikim. Rav Nachman Bar Papa had seeds that only grew after he davened for rain. He said, this is the idea of the teaching of Rav Asi. The more continues, Rav Nachman Bar Rava said, the shesua is a species of its own and has two backs and two spines. Now, Moshe was not an expert on animals. The fact that the pasuk refers to this rare animal proves that the Torah was given to us by Hashem. Rish Lakish said, we find psukim that seem to have no real purpose, but in fact, they are essential. For example, the pasuk says that the nation known as the Ovim were driven out of the land by the Kaftairim. The reason for this is important to know is that the Ovim were descendants of Avimelech, who had made a treaty with Avram that neither would deal badly with each other's descendants for a number of generations. That time period had not yet passed, and the Yidden would therefore not have been able to drive the Ovim out. Therefore, Hashem sent the Kaftairim to drive out the Ovim, so that the Yidden then they can now come and they drove out the Kaftarim from Eretz Israel. Another example is a passage that says that Sichon, king of Emor, conquered the land from Moab. That again was done so that the Yidden would not have to start with Moab, because the passage prohibits the Yidden from doing so. Another example is a passage that says that Sidonim were referred to, they would refer to Hermon as Sirion, and Emor referred to it as Sinir. This teaches that Eretz Israel was so respected by the other nations that they would even name their cities after the mountains of Eretz Israel. A final example is a passage that says that Yosef made the Egyptians move from their homes to other parts of Egypt. This teaches that they did so only so that he made them do so. So only that his brothers would not be looked at as people who were in Gullus, because in fact all the Egyptians were in Gullus from their homes.